26 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis, the 14th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad early this Thursday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Zulhijjah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 67 and 68. Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, addressing his father, addressing his people, that how come you are worshipping all these idols and celestial creation? So he addresses them, chapter 21, verses 67-68. Uffil lakum, woe to you, destruction to you. Walima ta'buduna min dunillah, and whatever you are worshipping besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In this world, as I speak to you now, there are more than 7 billion people going towards 8 billion very soon next year. And what do we see? Majority of the people have forgotten Almighty Allah. That same Almighty Allah, the same God, the one and only Supreme Being who created them, who created this entire universe. And they worship somebody else, somebody something else. Whether it be an idol, or whether it be a system, or whether it be a policy. Afala ta'qilun? What, don't you have common sense? Common sense is no more common. Don't you have intelligence and intellect? Now when people are guilty, then the intimidation starts. Then all the blackmailing starts. So they reach consensus. These are the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers. Qalu, they said, if you want to see this nowadays, you must go to Turkey. And in Turkey, there's a place called Urfa. And there you will see the remnants and the relics of this. What did they say? Harriquhu, burn him and incinerate him. For Khalilullah, Prophet Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be upon him. Wansuru aliyatakum, and you must help and assist your deities. Now look at this word. Wansuru aliyatakum, and help your deities. One day, when I was there in Pakistan in the 70s, I stayed there for almost 7 years. So we used to go to India and we used to travel third class with students. So one day there was a Babuji, there was this Hindu gentleman opposite me. So we were passing the Ganga, Jamna, the Ganges River. So he took the nariyal, he took the coconut and he threw it inside. So I asked him, Babuji, kya kar rahe ho? What are you doing in Hindi and Urdu? So he said, Main khuda ko khilata hu. I'm feeding God. So I asked him, Tu khuda ko khilata hai ke khuda tujhe khilata hai? Do you feed God or does God feed you? Now he stunned for buhita alladhi kafar. He said, but this man is speaking right. How can I say I'm feeding God? I'm giving coconuts to God. I must be nuts then, you know? So remember, this is the same ideology. then burn him. Wansuru alihatakum, and you must help your gods. So what good is that god who needs your assistance? It means he's good for nothing. Such a god that's good for nothing. So wansuru alihatakum in kuntum fa'ilin. If you want to do something positive, if you want to do something. Let us come to today's world and see. Last night, I don't know how many of you even saw it, but I showed my wife and I told few of our brothers after Maghrib, because I go to switch on the lights in the outbuilding and so forth, and I looked up towards the heavens and the sky, and you could see the supermoon. Who makes the supermoon? Who makes Laylatul Badr? That on the 14th night the moon is shining in its glory and beauty. The night of Laylatul Badr in our Islamic terminology. Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim. We will show you our signs. Now show me which scientist, which physician, which doctor, which professor can do that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the only exclusive creator. Yes, the scientists, the professors, they can discover. And that also what their observations, experiment and theories, many a time they have all wrong research and so forth. Like the pandemic was not a pandemic, but a plandemic and a scamdemic. And the doctors were taking you for a ride, majority of them. So remember, last night was one of the signs of all Almighty Allah. So last night was the 14th and today the 14th. So that poses the question, was Hajj really on a Friday, or was it really cooked up by the Saudis, as they always cook up for the past 40-50 years, and we have documentary evidence of that as well. Your Hajj is valid, the sin will be on them for cooking up all these type of dates and so forth. That's one issue. Second issue, if you study our beloved country, South Africa, this is for the non-Muslims first. In droves and droves, if you know what's happening, they are leaving South Africa, the professionals, and they are heading towards New Zealand. I've been to New Zealand thrice. It's a country whenever I lecture there. I used to go there when we did not require visas. You could just go and upon arrival you would receive and get your visa and obtain your visa. So I would tell them, you know, your country is so beautiful. You have 4 million people and 40 million sheep. One man, one vote, and one man and 10 sheep. So they love South Africans and they love the South African professionals and farmers. So I don't blame the non-Muslim. How can you live in a country for yourself and for your children where there is no electricity, every day there is load shedding, where the crime is gone beyond control, 68 murders a day. Corruption is one of the worst in the world, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel from top to bottom, bunch of crooks, majority of them. So that is why I don't really blame them. But that's for the non-Muslim. For you Muslim, you stay put in South Africa. You know why you have to stay put in South Africa? Notwithstanding all the corruption and criminality and hijacking and kidnapping, because nowhere in the world will you receive and will you get such infrastructure. You will protect your iman. But what will happen to your children and grandchildren? Believe you me, you can go to South America, North America, Australia, New Zealand, and majority Arab countries. And majority of the times, you will lose your children. They will become murtad and they will leave Islam. I have seen this in the thousands, how they left Islam. When you visit South America, so many countries I visited, with Allah's help and Allah's mercy, therefore you South African Muslims, stay in South Africa if you know what is good for you, to protect and preserve your iman and your children and your progeny's iman. Then we go to the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Biden comes there. Now you must understand the real politics. Israel is a banana republic. Remember, this year they'll be having their fifth election in less than 4 years. So what does that tell you of such a country? It tells you it's a harami country. It tells you occupation is taking place for 74 years. Occupation is terrorism. Therefore, we say Israel is a terrorist regime and supported by America. So therefore, we say America are super terrorists as well. Because remember, you are supporting a wrong ideology. Wansuru aliyatakum. Do you see what is Wansuru aliyatakum? Help your gods, help your policies, help your all your haram activities. So that is what happens. So let's give you some statistics of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. You see, the Secretary General of the United Nations said Israel must be blacklisted for what it did to the Palestinian children, incarcerated, imprisoned them, maimed them, and killed them and murdered them. So now only you woke up, Secretary General. For the past 70 years, where were you all? So remember that at least he made the statement for record so that his people can see. Then today Biden will be going to the West Bank. Big billboards are there. Israel, an apartheid state. 100% apartheid state. I've been there 5 times. And we know what is apartheid. We grew up in apartheid. We saw how apartheid was dismantled. And what they got there, the rogue Jewish terrorist Nazi regime, is worse than South Africa. Even Tutu said that. And any person who's not paid by the Israelis and the Jews and Zionists will tell you that. Yes, if they pay you, then obviously it's a different thing. And you must read the book of Grace Helsel, and you will see Forcing God's Hand, which I have by me, and she will explain to you what the Israelis do and how they bribe the politicians and the public and so forth. So that's one. Then number two, you must remember that from there they're going to bribe up the Palestinian Authority. We will give you so many millions and so forth and so on and so on. But what about Jerusalem? So you must remember that Jerusalem belongs to the Muslims, not to the Jutlas and the Jews. They are a cursed nation, a nation that will be punished till day of Qiyamah, whether America is with them or the whole world is with them. Chapter 7, verse 167, Almighty Allah has made that very, very clear, and everything is become manifest. Then tomorrow Biden lands in Riyadh, direct flight from Israel, Ben Gurion Airport, straight to Saudi. What will happen? Then he will meet MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, and maybe the Zionist Imam will be there also. I don't think so, but maybe he's there. Secretary General of the Rabita, who led the prayer in Masjid Namira. So you must remember, these are all bunch of Murtads. Yesterday I was listening to the news, and they said that Biden will try his level best to tell Saudi that you must recognize Israel officially. They all know unofficially, you must remember, that they're cutting deals, all that under the table. Look at the foolishness of all these Arab regimes, whole lot of them without exception. You are so rich, but yet you are muhtaj, you are dependent on the Americans, on this country, that country. You could not even make nuclear. And you take, for example, Pakistan, a poor country, and it is nuclear. Therefore, India cannot touch them. Therefore, other countries cannot touch them. That, remember, they are a nuclear power. So when you Arab regimes humiliated disgrace, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim, Wailul lil Arab. You think America is going to support you? America is only lucky liking you and loves you for your oil and your money. Let your oil and money fall, they will give you a kick. Remember that, you know where you will get the kick. So all lot of them, tinpot dictators, murtads who have made peace with Israel, and they use Iran. I got nothing to with Iran. I tell you, Iran, majority of them are not even Muslim. But remember, Iran got all the right to go nuclear. Why can't they go nuclear when Israel is nuclear? So therefore, you Muslims and Arabs, you better wake up. If you can't wake up, then you lost the dunya and you lost the deen also. Khasira dunya wal akhirah. Dhalika wal khusranul mubin. Allah jalla wala protect us from tinpot dictators and traitors to Islam.
Ustad, Dr. Sab says that, did you hear about the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah? the opening of applications for Umrah visas for the year, Ustad.
Remember that, as I told you before, the Saudi regime's aim and objective now is just to make money. That's all. They got nothing to do with Khidmatul Hujjaj, with Zuwar, with Mu'tamirin. You must be a fool and an idiot to think that they are there to serve the Hujjaj, the pilgrims for Hajj, or for Mu'tamirin, the minor pilgrim, so pilgrimage and Umrah, or the Zuwar, the people who go and make ziyarat in Medina Munawwara. Their aim is to fleece the Hajis. And you see in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, they build all the urinals, a smack in the face for people going for Hajj and Umrah. And you see that there in Arafat, what they did, the Zionist Imam. And you must remember that they think Makkah, Medina belongs to them. They are the sole owners of it. So the earlier the Ahle Saud, that the Saudi regime is kicked out, the better for the Ummah. Today's Saudi regime is a kuffar regime. Understand that. But people are too scared to speak because they're scared they won't get visas. They're scared that something will happen to them. Our iman and yakin and conviction is in Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and not in people. We must be very, very clear on all these issues. So they want to kick out all the middlemen. Your agents in South Africa, America, they did it already. Europe, they did it already. So you must deal directly with them. So your sahuk and your agents all will fall on the sideline. So that is what the aim and objective is, just to fleece the people.
Ustad, last night I spoke to Hafiz Kala. I forgot to tell you that his student got shot last night and he passed away. Hafiz Muhammad Dala, Unit 12, Wigam Road, has sadly passed away. His father is critical in hospital, Ustad.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa la grant Hafiz Ab Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He passed away a shaheed. He's a Hafiz of the noble Quran. Allah Jalla wa la grant his father Shifa'i Kamil, complete cure. And may Almighty Allah protect our darulums, our madrasas, our masajid, our students, our teachers, wherever they are. And we know, I told you just now, that South Africa, if you take average, you will find 68 people are killed daily. This is greater and larger and more than some places where war is going on. So that is the truth on the ground, the true facts. And then you got your ministers getting fatter and big wigs. What they do? Absolutely nothing. They'll put empty coffins there. I got one suggestion for them. These ministers who are incompetent, we need to put them in the coffin and put the last nail in the coffin of the ANC, because they have destroyed this country economically, socially, and in every field, if you ask me, medically and education. Two ministers of education. What good is your education? Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. Do you think that certificate is accepted in America? You think that certificate is accepted in New Zealand? I know of a lawyer, he was selling bananas and potatoes there from South Africa. And I had to take a parcel for him. Qualified lawyer from South Africa. So he had to write so many exams in New Zealand, now only they accepted him. So you must understand that what is our South African certificates are gone to the dogs, literally, because of the incompetence we have.
Well, I've got a new listener here by the name of Arjun, A-R-J-U-N. He says, please don't hate me, but this is only my view, that Islam is a threatening religion from all other religions, and Islam is spreading like wildfire. This is dangerous because of you guys are terrorists. Arjun, Ustad.
So, my brother Arjun, analyze your own statement. One side, you say Islam is a threat. Then you also say in the same breath that Muslims, Islam are terrorists, right? Mm. But by the same time, you say that Islam is spreading like wildfire. Is that statement not paradoxical? Is that statement not ironical? Is it not a contradiction in terms? Come, I tell you who are the real terrorists. You take your Modi regime, BJP. They are in power for 8 years now. What they have done to the Muslims? They have murdered the Muslims. They have raped the Muslim women. They have demolished our mosque. And all this was because of Modi's policy that they want the Hindu Raja. They want the Hindu kingdom. And everybody else, Christians and more so Muslims, are treated as second, third, fourth class. Is that not terrorism? I'm asking you, Brother Arjun. If you speak of Israel, the rogue regime, that the most resolutions against a country at United Nations is passed against Israel, but vetoed by Uncle Sam, and that is America. Because Israel, a terrorist regime, occupation is terrorism. What do you think America has done? America has invaded more than 50, 60 countries. Leave everything of Muslims. You go read the books of Chomsky, go read the book of Ilan Pape, go and read the books, you must remember, of Pulja. These are not Muslims. These are all non-Muslims. Go to the BBC documentary, my brother, and go see that the crescent is on the rise and the decline of the cross. Your Christianity, your Judaism, your Hinduism, all dead religions, people are fed up with them. So where do they go to? They go to their natural home, and Islam as a magnet. Yes, the people will use, remember, Islam as people, as terrorism. You see Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, and all this here, whoever you hear of today, Al-Shabaab. So who is sponsoring them? Hillary Clinton, when she was on the campaign trail with Trump, and she was sure she's going to win, and she got defeated, humiliated forever. So we wish Trump comes back. So America will become divided nations of America then. Nevertheless, so you, my brother Arjun, you're a confused soul, and remember that you are blowing your fuses in the wrong direction, my brother. So Islam is totally for peace. But when you come and occupy my land, when you come and rape our woman, when you come and demolish our masjid and our mosque, then you are a legitimate target. Then we say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. So that is what we say, and we make it very clear, and you can quote me wherever you want to. All these people whom you call terrorists are funded by the West, if you know the real history.
Allahu Akbar. Well said, Ustad. I've got Brother Rowan. He says, morning to you, AK, and to the Ansar team. People who have double standards, how do you put your trust in them, Ustad, Rowan?
So you should be intelligent enough, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, peace be upon him. You see, my brother Rowan, everything of your civilization, Christian civilization, and the Western education, I went to school, I went to university, your Western university I'm talking about, and all these things here. When I analyze it, I see you'll steal more and more from Islam. So when I was in school, they taught us, once bitten, twice shy. They taught us charity begins at home. They taught us you must remember that love is blind. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master, peace be upon him, said, La yuldagul mu'minu min juhri wahidin baratin. You cannot be stung from the same place twice if you're a true Muslim. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim. Love is not only blind, Brother Rowan. Love is blind and deaf. Charity begins at home. Wabda biman ta'ul. That Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago. But the Westerner will come and teach us and tell us that this, somebody told us this. Some Shakespeare said that. Some Napoleon, who was Bonaparte, he said so. And some, this guy said so. And half of it are all lies. They stole all this from Islam. So my brother, when you want to deal with the person, so you have to try. I put him to trial. Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen, the genius, used to say, if you want to know the true qualities of people, then travel with them. do business with them, or you live and stay with them. In matter of days and weeks, you will come to know the true qualities of those people. So stay away from them. Why you want to go again and again to them? First time he fools you, so then he was a smart guy. Second time he fools you, third guy, then you the foolish guy. So remember that. Stay away from them. Simple advice.
Somebody says, Ustad, that can Kurbani meat be sold? My friend has a butcher and sells his Kurbani meat. Is this permissible in Islam?
Absolutely haram. You must remember to sell Kurbani meat. Absolutely haram. Habi haram means unlawful, not legal and not permissible. You slaughtered your goat, your sheep, so forth, and now you are selling it. Absolutely haram. And that money and that income also is haram, tainted, polluted, contaminated. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, kulu wa at'imu wa dakhiru. Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith in Mustada Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. You, O people who slaughtered your Qurbani meat, that we had Eid al-Adha Sunday in South Africa, so you eat and consume from there. Wa at'imu, and feed others. According to the Hanafi jurists and scholars, you feed the non-Muslims as well, totally permissible. And what dakhiru, and you store it as well, make biltong or what have you. So to say, sell it, remember, absolutely haram and not permissible. Such people must be named and shamed.
Somebody said, explain what is Qaza Umri, Ustad.
Remember, Muslims, when we reach the age of puberty, maturity, so the earliest the girl becomes baligha and mature is at the age of 9. And the boy, the earliest he becomes baligh and mature is at the age of 12. Let me just digress for a minute. Yesterday, day before yesterday, I read a report of WHO. You know WHO? So WHO, the World Health Organization. You must look at their emblem and their sign. They got a snake around there. What a big snake they are, you see. They fooled the world. Pandemic. Monkeypox. Next one, I'll give the name donkeypox. Because you make people monkeys and donkeys. That's what you'll do. So now, they say the gender is not two only. You can't have boy and girl only. You must have other genders. Who is saying this? Who is saying it? You must remember. You got the answer. Who said so? Who said so? So remember, the World Health Organization said so. When you have such World Health Organization who don't know their own genders, then what you talk about such people? These are the agents of Dajjal. Remember the Antichrist and so forth. And if you don't understand this, then remember, you in serious trouble as a Muslim. Okay, so we are discussing about Salat and prayer and Namaz. So when that Muslim son and Muslim boy or girl reaches the age of 15 and lunar years and nothing happened, the girl did not experience her haiz or menses, the boy did not experience ihtilam and wet dream, then at the age of 15 lunar years, he or she is automatically baligh, baligha, they are mature. Then compulsory, they have to read 5 times Salat a day. Now Muslims, majority of them, any part of the world, they don't read 5 times a day. Then they hear a lecture, they read a book, they get inspired by somebody, and then they want to say, fine, now I have to read my Salat and so forth. So every day, they start reading all the Salat that they missed in the previous life from the time they became baligh and mature. So this is compulsory, you must remember, according to majority scholars. Why we say majority scholars? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah says, when people miss Salat deliberately, intentionally, they're out of the fold of Islam, their nikah is broken, their children are haramis and bees and illegitimate, وَلَمْ يُدْفَنْ فِي مَقَابِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and they will not be buried in the Muslim graveyard. If you want an academic discussion on this, go read Kitabu Salat by Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, celebrated student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, a masterpiece of a book it is. We do not pass the fatwa on that. that, but you should know what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says and remember the academic discussion. So majority Muslim jurors say the person is still a Muslim, but skating on thin ice, remember that. So therefore, start making your qada from the time you became baligh and mature, and that is compulsory. Fajr 2, Zohar 4, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha 4. Regarding witr, only the Hanafi jurors say you have to make qada for the witr as well.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that please ask Mufti Saab, is slaughtering for the deceased permissible from a radio station, from a different radio station, Ustad?
Remember that this question got two parts. One is the Salafis. The Salafis in this day and this age are dhal and mudwil. They are corrupted themselves and they lead people astray. They say you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased. They say that Taraweeh is not 20 rakats but 8 rakats and 10 rakats. They say 3 talaqs are not 3 but 1. But the hadith in Bukhari tells you it is 3. So all these things, they corrupt the people. So they say you can't make qurbani and so forth for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then got nothing to do with qurbani. Even now, qurbani season is finished. Everybody agrees. But you want to slaughter a goat or a sheep or whatever, Isa alayhi sawab, and you say that the reward must reach all the marhumin, all the deceased. So it's permissible. You say for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's permissible. So whoever is advocating that, we will agree with them. But if anybody is advocating something else, or they say, you must give them money and all these things here. So they use Islam for commercial reasons, so that we condemn. That are not yu'minuna bil ghaib, to believe in the unseen, is yu'minuna bil jayb, how the scholars go for dollars.
Subhanallah. This one says, Ustad Jonah, he says that, can you not see that you are swallowing your own words? You just said that your own people are swallowing the allowing the Israelis in Saudi. Can you not see they both want peace? Where's your common sense, A.K. Ustad?
Common sense is not by the Jews, because you and the leader in Saudi, didn't you hear my words? You see, you Jonah, you got wax in your ears. I told you the current Saudi leadership are kuffar, are non-Muslims. If you ask me, the current leadership of Saudi and your apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, we need another Hitler like Putin, who's fixing up the Americans and the Europeans and NATO and Israel. Therefore, we say, Putin, you're a harami. 100% harami you are. You know what is the meaning of harami, because jutlas are haramis. So you must remember, if you don't know, it means a B with a capital B. So you must remember that we told you that your Biden, your Lapid, your Bennett, your whole lot there, you must remember that they are all war criminals and they all belong to the same league. We don't even consider Saudi leadership to be Muslims. We say they are murtad and they are just like you Jews. And if you study the history of Ali Saud, you must remember, according to many people, their forefathers were Jews. So you and them are the same. So they must remember this type of things. Both of you curse people according to the Quran Sharif, according to the hadith and saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So you, my brother, shalom, and you, Jonah, you don't confuse everything. Okay, quickly, let me give you the rundown. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, today will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. He will speak about Hajj and whatever else. 11 to 12, we got fiqh, very interesting lesson, all to do with lessons of Hajj and Qurbani. 1 to 2, tafsir, inshallah, today we complete the 27 Jews, 27 part of the Noble Quran. Now, inshallah, 6 o'clock will be the news with Brother Uwais, and they are after the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Moana Khalid Yaqub, and 7 o'clock Brother Uwais will give the news again. And there's so many things going on in the world. Our dua is that Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majidul Aqsa, and destroy the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Ameen, Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, Ameen.